My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady. He represents the Lone Star State's 8th Congressional District. He's the top Republican on the Joint Economic Committee and come January will be chairman of that panel. He is also one of the remaining Republican members of Congress in town, ready to be part of a House-Senate conference over extending the current payroll tax rates. They're just waiting for Senate Democrats to come back and begin those negotiations. Senate Democrats say they've done their job and it's up to the Republican House to ratify the deal that Senate Republicans agreed to. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, thanks for having me.
Well, the stalemate continues here, I guess. Any update from your side as to whether the Democrats are planning to come back or whether you're ready to go closer to the two-month extension?
Well, it doesn't look like they're coming back, which amazes me. One, you know, President Obama, Senate Democrat leaders, Nancy Pelosi, last week were demanding a one-year extension of that payroll tax holiday. We agree with them and are fighting to give that full year tax holiday, but they've changed direction. They're going a two-month direction. And at this point, Senate Democrats don't seem willing to bring back their senators off their long Christmas vacation to sit down with Republicans and get this done before the end of the year. So I really think both the White House and the Senate have shortchanged the American public on this. We're fighting for it. But I have to tell you, right now, it's an uphill battle.
And so if, in fact, they don't come back, what's the better of two bad options from your perspective? Do you go with the two-month extension and fight it again in January and February, or do you stick to the differences here and carry it into the new year?
You know, that hasn't been decided. My guess is that no one is going to allow that tax increase to occur. I still think that from a standpoint for the economy, the certainty of a full-year tax cut, the reforms for unemployment that the House passed and a strong bipartisan vote that that reduces the number of weeks to 59 from 99, that allows states to do drug screening to make sure workers are clean when they get these federal benefits, when you ensure that those who don't have a high school education actually get a GED so they can get a better job. The spending cuts, entitlement reforms, the House included in their bill, I think is exactly the right recipe for the country, but it is tough. Again, the political winds are very strong the other direction. So I don't know at the end of the day how that turns out.
Congressman, you were part of a number of members of Congress, probably all of whom are still in Washington or at a press conference this morning. And during your time at the podium, you talked about how you conferred with a number of small business owners in your district, from someone who ran a cardiology firm to a plumber, I believe, as well as a couple of others. What specifically have they told you will be the impact of this two-month extension?
You know, for doctors, they really see a real problem. They're going, seems like, month to month without the federal government really committing to pay them fairly for Medicare. So it's not only disruption to their practice, it's very damaging to the doctors and to the seniors who are trying to get Medicare and see there are fewer and fewer doctors to see them. Our small business, a plumbing company that built themselves up from 7 to 46 employees, you know, he said it's going to be very tough to manage the payroll and all that confusion for two months. He says he'd like to hire more workers, but under this scenario, there's no incentive to do that. And he wonders, and his plumbers wonder, you know, if Congress is really working for and the Senate for the workers, why not come back off vacation, finish the job, give them a full year? And so, and I think in my district, that really is the sentiment. They don't understand why anyone would go on vacation without finishing their job first.
I'm talking with Texas Congressman Kevin Brady. And Congressman, you mentioned obviously the payroll tax rates. We've talked a little bit about the so-called doc fix, which is important for reimbursing doctors for caring for Medicare patients. What about on the regulatory front? I know that's been a huge priority for House Republicans this year. Is there anything in your version along those lines that the Senate is blanching at, do you think?
There are two key provisions on regulations, and one that would help businesses buy new equipment. The first is to insist the president unlock the Keystone Pipeline within 60 days or explain to the country why it's not in our national interest to do so. The second provision blocks a real job-killing provision that deals with much higher costs for boiler plants for companies, which would, by some estimates, put at risk 200,000 American jobs. Then we have a provision that helps businesses write off their major purchases on equipment and technology here this next year, which is critical for small businesses. So we have both regulatory and job creation provisions in the House bill that's not in the Senate bill. We think that's worth fighting for, too.
Congressman, right now, obviously, the issues before you are the ones we've just discussed. But for those who didn't pay close attention, there's another debt ceiling deadline coming not too far along down the road, perhaps next month, but maybe a month or so after that, even depending on how the timetable goes. We all saw what happened last time. How do you expect House Republicans to approach that in the coming weeks?
Well, I think House Republicans are very disappointed. I certainly am. In the super committee, what we asked them to cut, essentially 3 cents out of every dollar over the next decade. We didn't think that was asking too much. They failed to do that, and I'm convinced it's because Republicans balked at putting $1 trillion of tax increases on the table. We just think that's wrong for the economy, and we think Washington has a serious spending addiction. They don't have a revenue problem at all. And so I see Republicans opposing that. But the automatic spending cuts, the way the law reads today, if the automatic spending cuts stay in place, the president will be able to raise the debt ceiling $1.2 trillion. But that may well only get him to the election or thereabouts. It's coming up much quicker than people realize.
So he can do that unilaterally, or does this require another vote?
He has to send it to the House and Senate, but under the law, we can disapprove it. But as long as he approves it, this is another part of that law that just to me seemed crazy. He can move forward with it as long as we first have those spending cuts in place.
If they aren't in place, because I know how those negotiations can be, are the House Republicans prepared to vote against it, or is there a two-thirds majority?
No, in this case, those spending cuts by law are now taking place because the super committee failed. It's $1.2 trillion over the next decade. And so as long as one chamber or the other, or both chambers don't change those spending cuts, the president will be allowed to raise the debt ceiling. But again, at the spending rate and the deficits we have, you know, even that $1.2 trillion isn't going to last very long.
About a minute or so left here. Obviously, you're a little bit lonely up there on Capitol Hill. What's it like to have everybody gone, and at what point do you pull the plug on this?
It is lonely. We could bowl, you and I, through these halls of the Capitol if we chose to. We're going to stay here as long as we possibly can. But at the end of the day, you know, sitting across an empty table isn't very productive. And I think we're going to find a way to extend the payroll tax cuts. We're going to keep fighting for the reforms we think are important. And at the end of the day, I think we're going to prevail at the end of the day.
Congressman, thanks for your time today. Merry Christmas to you. Hope you get home in time to celebrate with your family.
Thanks, and Merry Christmas to you, Greg.
Thank you, sir. Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady represents his state's 8th Congressional District, soon to be the chairman of the Joint Economic Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.